Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Well, like I said, I actually honestly do believe that we serve a God who's only got good things in store for us. There is an enemy, there is a devil who doesn't want good things for you, but there is a God who loves you. And you know, for a lot of us, we actually struggle with that. We actually struggle to believe that there is a God who's got good things for us. Some of us may have been brought up in some type of religion where God's out with a big stick and he wants to hurt you somehow, and he wants to kill your fun, and he wants to destroy you for some reason because you're a bad person. But if you actually understand who God is, you'll understand he's not mad at you. He's actually madly in love with you. Amen. And he really cares about you. But for some of us, you know, we struggle to actually cope with the concept that God's got good things for us. And to the point when God sort of, when we are offered two opportunities, sometimes we don't feel worthy to take some of the great opportunities that come our way. And we sometimes go for the lesser opportunity. And let me give you an example of what I mean here. So here we go. I've got a $5 note. I've got a $50 note. If I was to ask you, if I was to say to somebody, come up here and take either one of these, and you can only take one, which one would you take? Now, if I was to actually literally say, I'm gonna open it up for anyone to just come and take either, and you get to keep it, by the way, I'm not gonna take it back off you. But if you actually want to come and take one of these, you're more than welcome to, but you can only take one, and so I need you to come. So who's gonna... Are you serious? Okay, which one? I don't know. Is it a trick question? Which one do you... Which one should she take? Which one? Who reckons that she should take... Oh, Mason. Anyone else want to join in the fun? Do you want the five? He wants the... Which one do you want? Be honest, which one... No, which one do you really want? Who thinks that she should take the 50? Put your hand up. Okay, who thinks that she should take the 5? Okay, here, you should take the 5. Right? Which means you would have been left with the 50. But the problem about this 50... That's the problem with the 50. That's the problem with the 50. It was going to be 100 to really stir you up. By the way, this is not what we do at Lifehouse, guys. We don't usually create... Maybe I should quickly put that away. Anyone ever heard of a film called The Devil Wears Prada? Yeah. Who's seen that film? Yeah. Great film, let's be honest. You know, there is an element of truth to that. The devil does wear Prada. Except that he wears counterfeit Prada. He doesn't buy the real stuff. He just buys the fake stuff. And I just want to speak to you today on a very simple topic. Don't chase the counterfeit. Don't chase the replica. Don't chase the fake. Because there is a devil out there, friends, and he wants to present a life to you that looks a lot like this. And, you know, the 5 didn't look overly sexy. It didn't look like it could achieve a lot. It didn't look like it could do much for you. It looked a little bit boring, but at the end of the day, at least it was real. This looked glamorous and amazing, and oh man, I can get things done. And the enemy loves to paint this, but when you open that up, there's nothing in it. And it's pretty fake, and it's actually quite empty, and it's actually got no value whatsoever. At least the 5 has actually got some genuine value about it. And the young man chose the 5. The poverty-stricken intern chose the 50. Hey, this represents 2 hours in retail, doesn't it, to you? Hey, it's like that could have got me. I don't need to work those 2 hours this week. How many of you know we are living in the era of replicas? Come on. Replicas exist. Here we go. Listen to this. Replicas exist because people want to have something that looks extravagant, that looks expensive, that looks classic, that looks beautiful. Listen, people want that stuff because it's exclusive, but they just don't want to pay the price. So you want all the benefits of those brands, but you just don't want to pay the price. There's only one thing wrong with replicas, and it's honestly not the way they look, because they are really, really good these days. Actually, I would challenge you to know the difference between a replica and an original. I challenge you. It's very difficult. There's only one thing really bad about a replica. You know it's a replica. And you just can't escape that. And you're almost embarrassed when people do see your beautiful watch and they go, "That's beautiful." And you're like, "Yeah." And then they ask, and you don't want them to ask you the next question. If they just wouldn't ask you the next question, life would be so cheap and inexpensive. But no, they have to ask you the next question, which goes like this. Is it real? Now, you've got to make a very important decision there. Are you a liar? Or are you going to be honest? And that's the problem with living the counterfeit life. It looks good to everybody. It looks amazing. Your marriage looks unbelievable. The way you're running your business, oh, it all looks great, but I want to ask you a question. Is it a counterfeit marriage or is it the real deal? Yeah, there's some good preaching going on right here and now. Yeah, no, this is really good. Because see, the enemy wants us to chase this. Because it looks good, it's easy. Actually, I can multiply this over and over and over again. The other stuff, it actually takes time. It takes effort. You've got to work hard. There's no cutting corners. One of my first trips to Bali, the land of counterfeit, the land of replicas, the land of, what's a trademark? We don't understand what that is. The land of copyright, what does that mean? And I remember when I first went there, I went to a place called Bagus Watch. Anyone? Yeah, you're all ducking your heads. Does anyone know what Bagus Watch is? Does anyone know what Bagus means? It means good. It means good watch in Indonesian. Bagus. Everyone repeat after me. Bagus. Person beside you. Bagus. You just learned something today. Bagus Watch. We got a Bagus. I just want to challenge you. Do you know you can have a Bagus marriage? Wow. You can have a Bagus, a whole lot of things. I honestly, the list just goes on and on and on. This is the challenge though. God doesn't want good for you. He wants God for you. Good is not good enough. I reckon we should skip good, maybe just bypass great, and let's just go straight to God. Yeah. Let's have the real deal, relationship, friendships, the things that God's got for us. And the reason why I'm preaching this, guys, is because I do see a lot of people chasing this, and as I'm watching them chase this, I'm thinking, do you realize how it all ends? Do you realize how it all ends? This is just a notepad, by the way. That's how it actually ends. Something scrap that you roll up with your hand and scrunch up and throw it into the waste basket. Did you know that drugs is a counterfeit? What, can I ask you, why do you think people take drugs? Because they actually want to kill themselves? No, nobody wants to die. Do you know why they take drugs? Because they just want joy. That's the counterfeit of the devil. People just want to be happy so badly. They want to be happy that they'll do anything to make them happy. Actually, they're dying to be happy. Literally. So they're taking a pill that they don't know how it was made, where it came from. They put it into their body. Why? Just to get a bit of happiness. And the devil says, yeah, it'll make you happy, except that it's not the real deal. Because the minute you calm down, you are more depressed than what you were than when you first took it. It's a counterfeit joy. And that's what the enemy does. He has Listen, why are women and young girls and young boys, I was talking to the youth just recently, why are they giving away their bodies and doing things with their bodies that they shouldn't be doing? Some of them doing intimate acts with people that they shouldn't be. Why? Because it's the counterfeit of the real intimacy you're supposed to be having with God. And they're so desperate to have an intimate relationship with someone that I just want to be close. I just want to be close. And God says, but be close with me and I can fill your heart up with joy and with love and with peace and with purpose. But because you're not connected to the real thing, you've got to have the counterfeit. And what happens when you do? Oh, it feels good. Come on, let's not lie about sin. The Bible calls it the pleasures of sin. Yeah, come on, let's get real about sin. Oh man, that's a sinful life. It's a bad life. No, it's not. It's awesome. The sinful life is awesome. It's fun. There's a lot of pleasure there, except that it kills you in the end. Come on, let's be honest. The girl who gives away her body, oh, she's having fun in that 13 minutes. Let's cut it back down to 4. All right, but yeah. She's having fun for that moment, but then how does she feel at the end of it all? Does she feel great? Does she love her life? And you know what? Because it all wears out, she goes, well, I did feel good for a little while, so how do I get that back? And so he or she or whoever it is are doing it again and again and again until they work out this is not working for me. But by then they've done damage. But God says, I can still restore you from that damage if you'll just leave the replicas and come after the real stuff. And I promise I'll fill you up with everything that you need. Give him a huge shout if you believe that. Come on. Come on, there are pleasures in sin. M&Ms. Whoever designed M&Ms, man, there's a special place in hell for the person who created M&Ms. You taste one. You let it just melt in your mouth first. The chocolate begins to melt, and all you're left with is the crispy outer shell. And then you crunch into it. And then you think, one's not enough. Come on, the pleasures of M&Ms. Another one. And you go, this is so good. There must be a variety of this. Yes, there's the peanut one now. Let's move to the peanuts. Now, that's just a whole new level of pleasure. Two of my favorite things. Except that you got to try a jacket on in a few months' time. And it's like, honey, someone's creeping into our house and shrinking our clothes. Did you get this? Did this thing shrink, hun? No, honey, you're a fatso. That's... Stop eating M&Ms. Come on, you know, sin's like that. Listen, I'm not going to play sin down one bit. It is a lot of fun. You can have a lot of joy, except that Jesus says it kills you. It doesn't lead you to your purpose. It doesn't lead you to your destiny. I've seen people completely write off their lives. Not that God can't bring them back, but gee, he has to take them around the long way because they did a lot of damage. Why? Just seeking the counterfeit rather than the real thing. And my encouragement to you today is how about we just bypass all the pleasures of sin and whatever you think it may have, and why don't we go for the real thing so that you can end up exactly where God wants you to be. In Jesus' name, amen. See, there's a lot of us that are distracted right now. You're distracted. And because our world knows this, they even create videos. Some of you have seen these videos where there's a team that are dressed in black T-shirts, another team that have got white T-shirts. And then the commentator says, he says, I want you to pay attention to how many times the team in the white T-shirt passed the basketball to each other. Has anyone seen this clip? And so they pass this. So as you're watching the clip, you're watching how many times the team in the white T-shirt are passing the basketball to each other and the team in the black T-shirts are doing the exact same thing. And you're concentrating so much on the white team, and then it gets to the end and they say, how many times did the white team pass the basketball? And the answer is 13 times. And you're like, I got it right. I actually saw them do it 13 times. And then they stop the video and they say, but did you notice the dancing bear? What? And when you rewatch the clip, while you're very busy watching the people in the white T-shirt pass the basketball to each other, a dancing bear comes into the scene. And when you rewatch it, you go, how did I not see that? Because I was completely distracted by the white T-shirt people. And you know, you're going to get to heaven and God says, I was trying to get you into your purpose. I was trying to get you into your destiny. You missed the dancing bear. Why? Because you were so focused on the counterfeit this and the counterfeit that and working hard for that and thinking that was real. And then you get to heaven and work out that it was worth nothing. Forget about heaven, even on earth. There's a lot of guys in this room and you're working really hard and you're chasing this. Now, I understand we need to work. I understand we need to earn an income. But for some of you, you're way too distracted. You're way too distracted and you're watching this and you're concerned about that and you're trying to grow. But you know what? There's little kids in your picture. And God says, but you know what? It's not about this. It's about relationship. It's about love. Oh, but I'm doing it for them. No one believes that lie anymore. Sorry, we don't believe that. No, you're doing it for you because it makes you feel good. Why? Because you need status, because you need the better car, you need the bigger boat. But it's empty, friend. The only reason you can buy a bigger boat is because some guy's sick and tired of his big boat. That's the only reason you can buy yours, because it didn't bring him happiness. What makes you think it's going to bring you your happiness? Come on, someone needs to give the Lord a huge round of applause right now. Stop chasing the counterfeit. Nothing wrong with being blessed. Just don't be distracted from the real thing, the real thing. Do you know you can have counterfeit relationships, counterfeit friendships? Have a look at this about Proverbs. It says, in Proverbs 12, 26, it says, the righteous choose their friends carefully. What's it mean by that? Facebook is not your friend. It's counterfeit. I'm going to say that to you. It's counterfeit. It's what the devil goes, oh, how can I distract them from real friendships? Oh, no, I'll give them Facebook and Instagram where they think they got friends, but on Friday night, you don't have one person you can go to the movies with. And you're lonely. But I've got 104,000 friends. No, you don't. Who goes and visits you when you're in hospital? Who's actually genuinely wishing you happy birthday? Or was it just because you came up on the calendar? By the way, man, there's a whole lot of pressure with this whole calendar thing now. Before I could just easily forget your birthday. Now I'm reminded to say happy birthday to you. It says, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. What does that mean? It's saying if you're not careful the type of friends you've got, if they're actually counterfeit friendships, they'll actually lead you astray. They'll lead you down a wrong road. Do you know that there's counterfeit? I'm just going to, can I just pump out a few of these? Do you know there's counterfeit worship? There's counterfeit worship. Yeah. Do you know you can even counterfeit worship God in this place? Because let me tell you what worship is not. Worship is not a song. Worship isn't how well you sing. So you may sing a song beautifully or badly, and God still says, I didn't get my worship. Worship actually comes from your heart. This is what Jesus said. He said, they honor me. These people honor me, he says, Matthew 15, 8, guys. It says, these people honor me with their lips. What does that mean? They're singing songs. He says, but their hearts are far from me. I want to ask you a question. When you enter into this place, is it counterfeit worship or is it the real deal? Where your heart is saying, God, I need you. God, I love you. I am so thankful for what you're doing in my life. God says, oh, there's a bit of worship going on. The person beside you is singing beautifully. What? And God says, yeah, you're honoring me with your lips, but your heart's not connected. Come on. God wants true worship because he promises that if you will worship him in spirit and in truth, he comes seeking you. And if you will put his kingdom first, he says, all these things shall be added unto you. That's the sort of person God is looking for today. Not someone who sings in tune, but really their heart is not even connected to the God of the universe. Come on. In this place, we're going to give him true worship. You know, there's counterfeit sacrifice. 1 Chronicles 21, 24, King David wanted to buy a block of land to build God's house. It says, but King David replied to this man, Aruna, who owned the land. He says, I want to buy your land. And Aruna said, I'm not going to let you buy it. But this is what King David said. He says, no, I insist on buying it for the full price. For the full price. I will not take what is yours and give it to the Lord. I will not present burnt offerings that have cost me nothing. You know, we've got a miracle offering coming up. And a lot of people are going to go, oh, yeah, I'm going to sacrifice for that. Well, you know, you can have counterfeit sacrifice. And I'm going to be very, very, very honest with you. God's going to build this church with our miracle offering or without his miracle offering. God's going to build it. It's his church. I don't own it. You don't own it. It's his church. It's his body. He's going to get it done. He just allows us to be a part of it. But let me tell you something. We can easily think we're sacrificing. Let me tell you when you know you're sacrificing. When it hurts. When it starts to hurt. There's a bodybuilder who attends our church from time to time when he's not traveling the world. His name's Josh Lewanowitz, and he's a big, big boy. And you know, one day I'm sitting at a cafe with him, and I said, Josh, give me some tips, because these legs of mine, they need some work, bro. He goes, Pastor Rich, you're not wrong. He goes, tell me what you do. I said, you know, I do some squats and stuff, and I do some squats, and he's like, okay, let me just say this to you. Do you know, your squats only count when it starts to burn. I go, oh, yeah, no, it does burn. He goes, no. It's once it starts to burn, that's when it counts. Anything you do after the burn is what actually, all those other squats just got you to the burn. Are you hearing that? Yeah, all those other squats just got you to the place where, like, my muscles are going, oh, this is hard. From there on is when you start to build something. God says, you know, when we sacrifice for him in whatever area of your life, do you know when God actually starts paying attention? When it starts to burn. And then he starts to go, wow, that's genuine sacrifice. That's not counterfeit. And the thing that I love about that is for some people in this room, you would have to give $1 million before it started to burn you. And for some people, you would have to give $15 and it would start to burn. Because see, for God, it's not the amount, it's does it burn. Why? Because he wants true sacrifice. He wants us to honour him and love him and feel that he is worth it. You know, you give the Lord a much larger round of applause on that, because that's the truth, friends. Come on. Sacrifice is the real deal. Why do people buy fakes? They don't want to sacrifice. I want the watch, I just don't want to pay for it. But I want the look, just don't want to pay that much because I want to buy other things. Well, that's how you end up with replicas. When you're not willing to sacrifice, that's how you end up with a replica. I want a real deal marriage. Great. You're going to have to go out on some date nights. Oh, but man, I want to watch the footy. No, you've got to sacrifice. You've got to sacrifice. And when your wife sees you make a sacrifice, she goes, wow, he loves me. But if you're just sitting around like a hot potato, you know, anyway, let's not worry about that. Can we be the real deal, church? Can we be the real deal? Do you know, I'm going to end with this. Why is this really important? Do you know, in 2014, some people were sitting in an airport gate, ready to board Delta Airlines. I can't remember where to, but it was just a short domestic flight. A whole lot of people sitting there with their boarding passes. Sitting there with their boarding pass. Gates, sales box is open, the gate there, so that you can buy a ticket is open, but they don't need to be there, obviously, because they've already got their ticket, so they're sitting there. Families are sitting together. Friends are all sitting together. And as the sales desk closes, the gate opens, and people start to board the aeroplane. True story, 2014. People start walking over, hand their boarding pass. You know what happens? Boop. It's either going to go red or green. Is that true? It's either going to go red or green. Well, mum goes through. Boop. Dad goes through. Boop. Youngest daughter goes through. Boop. I don't know if it made that noise, but it sounded similar. What happened? Cabin crew, ground crew, whatever they call, looks at the, oh, did you buy your tickets all at the same time? No, we bought our tickets, but our youngest daughter wasn't going to come, but we bought her a ticket later. Oh, what website did you go to? They told them. We are so sorry. That whole website is a scam. This is actually a bogus airline ticket. Your daughter can't get on the plane. 400,000 tickets were sold right across America by a university student/intern. who needed a bit of extra cash. And so you got all these innocent people, listen, you got all these innocent people thinking they paid the price, but they actually had a bogus ticket, a fake, a counterfeit. It looked just like the real deal, except that when they handed it in, it didn't let them on. Do you know why Lifehouse Church exists? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm ground crew. I'm going to check your ticket. I want to make sure the ticket you're holding that you think is going to get you into heaven, I want to see if it's the real deal. I want to check your ticket of marriage. I want to see if it's the real deal. I don't want you to miss your purpose. I don't want you to miss your calling. I don't want you to miss your destiny. And if I see you living a life that is counterfeit and fake, I'm going to pull you up and go, bow, bow. And if that's okay with you, it's out of love. I just don't want you, number one, to miss out on your life on earth. But number two, most importantly, I don't want you to get to heaven and say, Jesus, I'm a Christian. And he goes, no, you're not. No, you're not. How do I know that that's true? Matthew chapter 7 says, Jesus says, there's going to be people knocking on the door of heaven. Lord, Lord, open unto us. Here's my ticket. And he says, depart from me, I never knew you. But we did miracles, signs and wonders for you, Jesus. Yeah, but your ticket's fake. What does that mean? It means you had a counterfeit Christianity. Wasn't the real deal. Wasn't the real deal. I want to ask you all a question. Are you sure? Are you sure what you're believing is the real deal? Or do we just turn up to church? Because I'm telling you now, friend, this is serious. Jesus said two people will be working together. One will be taken, one will be left behind. What's he saying? One person had a ticket, the other person didn't. He says two people will be in a bed. Obviously, these people are married. They're in a bed. He says one will be taken, one will be left behind. What does that mean? He had the ticket, she had the ticket. I don't know who had it, but one of them didn't. Hey, young people, just because mum and dad are Christians doesn't mean you are. God doesn't have grandkids. He only has kids. And if your mum and dad are saved, it doesn't automatically save you. No, you've got to have your own relationship with Jesus. It needs to be vibrant. It needs to be alive. It needs to be authentic. It needs to be the real deal. It needs to be the real deal, guys. And if it's okay with you, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm actually trying to be your best friend. I want to check your ticket today. What are you living for? What's your grand purpose? Oh, this is what I'm trying to achieve. Well, someone's already been there and done that and they're sick and tired of it and didn't fill the gap in their heart. Oh, if I just had a lot of money, I'd be happy. Well, go talk to Michael Jackson about that. I think he had a fair few dollars. Didn't make him very happy. If I could just be famous, we'll talk to some people like Justin Bieber, who was very famous and ended up in jail. Why? Because he had no purpose. He didn't have the right ticket. Come on. I'm going to continually harass you. If you're going to be part of this church, I'm going to be harassing you for a lifetime to say, how's your ticket going? Come on, I don't want fake Christianity for your life. I don't want you to live a counterfeit life. I want you to live the real deal with a plan and a purpose to your life in Jesus' name. Come on. Is anybody up for that? That's why we need to plant 10 churches in 10 years, by the way. That's why we're giving to a miracle offering. Because what I've just preached to you, I believe that needs to go around the world over and over and over and over again. We need to tell our whole world, stop living for the counterfeit. Stop living for it. It's fake. Buying clothes you can't afford to impress people that you don't like. Are you serious? Is that what life has come down to? No, come on, let's get onto the track. Let's get onto the purpose that God has for us. Amen. Can I just check your ticket for a moment when it comes to eternity, friend? Can I just check your ticket? I'm going to ask you a very simple question and I want you to answer it in your mind. Are you ready? Everyone ready? Here it goes. One day you will end up in heaven standing before God. And he will ask you a very simple question. Here it is. Why should I let you into my kingdom? Now, there's two things about that scenario that I've just told you. Number one, if you think you're not going to die, you've got a different problem that we need to talk about. You're going to die one day. Amen? Say that with a smile on your face. The second thing is that you're not sure about is, am I actually going to face God? Or if you're a person who needs love, that should be a big enough sign to you to say, why do I need that? Because you've been built by God that way. There is a God who loves you and you're supposed to be loving him back. So one day you'll be standing before him and he'll say to you, why should I let you in? Now I want you to answer that question in your mind. What would you respond back to God? Go, in your mind. Okay. That should be enough time. Let me tell you what the answer is. If you said something along the lines of, I really love you, God, that's not the right answer. If you didn't even bother to use the name Jesus in your response, friend, you would not have made it, because the Bible says those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you didn't even mention Jesus in your thought, I'm going to tell you right now, great news for you today. We've just busted your bogus ticket. But the great news is you can make a decision this morning to make sure you've got the right one. Amen. Come on, that's really good news. You can have the right ticket today. Throw your bogus one out and let's get on with the real one. So if your response was, because I love you, God, because I have got faith, or because, all the wrong answers. This is the right answer. Because I believe in you, Jesus, and what you did on the cross for me. Done. It's not about you, it's about him. That's the right answer. Some of you are like, whew, like I didn't get hit by a bus coming here today. Yeah, it's true. Just want to help you get home, friends, if that's okay. So come on, if you didn't feel like you got that answer right now you're going to change that in Jesus' name. I'm going to welcome you. You don't have to do anything. I think you should. So we're going to close our eyes right across this place. Come on, every head bow. We're going to give you some space, some privacy. It's about you, God, right now. Friend, if you want to know that you've got the right ticket, the Bible simply says, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you will be saved. It's as simple as that. And if you want to ask Jesus into your life today without any shame, to ensure that you've got a relationship with him, I'm going to ask you to boldly raise your hand right now. You're not going to be the only person in this place. Don't you worry about anyone else. You just simply raise your hand and say, I want to receive Jesus today. God bless you. God bless you. Is there anyone else? Just raise your hand as high as you. God bless you over there to the far left. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? Right here, I can see your hands. Well done, young ladies. Over there to the far left, I can see your hand. Anyone else? Just raise your hand as high as you can. That is brilliant. I can see your hand. I can see you. Well done. Well done, champion. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. I can see you there in the jean jacket. God bless you. God bless you. At the very back there, my friend, I can see you. The black shirt. Well done. Is there anyone else? Over to the far right there, I can see your hand. God bless you, champion. Is there anyone else? I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to wait for you. That's awesome. At the very, very back. That's brilliant. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Okay, those of you who raised your hand, you can pop them back down again. Church, come on, let's pray with these people. Let's support them in this prayer. Pray it with faith. Pray it like you mean it. Are we ready? Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, today, I ask you to come into my life. I want to be a follower of your will and your ways in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give these people a huge round of applause.
Hi, I'm Richard Gabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au.